Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Brendan Kern. Father Brendan lives in Chicago and is a North American promoter of justice and peace for the Dominicans. Brendan's preaching is entitled, Can You Drink from the Cup from which Jesus drank?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. Jesus replied, What do you wish me to do for you? They answered him, Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left. Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? They said to him, We can. Jesus replied, The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit on my right and my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared. When the ten heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. The Gospel, the good news of the Lord. Are you willing to be a servant of Christ? Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? In their boldness, James and John in today's gospel asked Jesus if they could occupy important posts, one at his right, the other at his left, when he comes into his reign in heaven. Jesus looked at them with patience and with love, and he said, You do not know what you are asking. As I think about this in recent gospel passages these last weeks, I feel the weight of the calling of Christ to be called as an authentic disciple. We've been called to refresh, reboot, and recognize where are we in this journey. In the gospel last Sunday, Jesus challenges the rich man to sell his belongings, to risk to give all of himself to the mission, but he went away disheartened, for he knew in his heart he could not do that. That same Sunday, we celebrated the canonization of St. Oscar Romero, martyr and bishop of the church. And in that mass of canonization, Pope Francis said in Rome, in his homily, he called us to consider, are we willing to commit 100% to Christ's calling to the mission? Are we really? Or today, this Sunday, are we like James and John, who want our secure rank, our place, our very own title? The attitude of James and John today are two who insist on guaranteeing their place of honor and prestige. Instead of remembering the authenticity of Christ's mission is a call to servanthood. I think about St. Oscar Romero, martyred for committing his life to the marginalized and oppressed as primary and most important to his ministry. But where am I in my life? Am I like, or have I lived my life more like James and John in some ways, enamored with status, looking for guarantees for my place at the top? I think back to my preparation, times of formation, as I prepared for priesthood. I truly am grateful for special and sacred time, times of incredible depth in those years. But also must recognize that it also was a time of temptation to live a life of privilege. We lived a certain life in a large building, food provided every day, food service, lived in a dorm. All I had to do was get in line at the buffet at each meal. I never had to cook, never had to shop. I did not have to do my own bills. Actually, never did my own bills until the first year of full full year of ministry. I never had to cook or shop until I started in my first year ordained ministry. I wonder in what ways were those times as a seminarian bringing out a temptation in me to enjoy privilege like James and John in the gospel today? Quite a bit different from the formation program of Jesus in the gospel. He challenged James and John in these past weeks, not only today, but in these past weeks, and as us and to each of us as well. How often we spend our lives never truly being anointed for ministry or to follow Jesus in the gospel and to live a life wrapped up as feeling special, privileged, or seeking a place of rank or honor. I think about how blessed I am with a family who loves me greatly, and for that I am very grateful. But I also know that there are temptations that come with these trappings of a life from a family in Chicago, Irish immigrants. I was the favorite son, the one who was ordained. My brothers and cousins would often joke over this as we had a beer at family parties. This was the one who was going to be a priest and later the priest in the family, the special one, mom and dad's favorite son, as well in ministry, full of the temptations to be like James and John, to want to secure my place in the finest seats. Number of people in the parish would try to treat you in special ways, want to iron your shirts, help with laundry, take you to dinner, a play, have you over for dinner, go to a theater, give you tickets for sporting events, the finest events in the city. So much so, not because of who you are in authentic ministry, but of what position you have, what status you have in our society. Today's gospel challenges all of that to consider how we are authentic to a mission of service. So many ways we are like James and John, who boldly and arrogantly asked Jesus in the gospel, "Master, grant that we may wish for anything we want, that we may sit one at your right and the other at your left when you come into your kingdom." It's a trapping. It seems so tempting. It's right there before us. But so often we, like James and John in the gospel, are often the ones who don't get it, who don't understand what the calling, the mission of Christ is all about. Jesus is primarily preoccupied not about creating ministers or creating institutions, but about creating apostles and true authentic disciples. Being a servant of God rather than the one who so easily could be taken care of. This is the most important formation and service of ministry of all, above all. Jesus says, to each of us, as he did to James and John, "Are you willing to drink of the cup that I drink?" Challenging them and challenging us, as he said in the gospel, "The rulers of nations have themselves served and are well." We think of times of kings, cruel emperors, leaders throughout generations who had themselves served by slaves of servants. Christ calls us to stand not as those served, but to serve others. Seeking the lepers, the outcasts in our society, accepting risks of giving away our ranks and our privileges to be missioners, true missioners of Christ. And Jesus cautions us in the gospel, "But among you," he says, "it must not be so. Those who command must serve. Those who rule must be servants first." Jesus turns upside down the historical and cultural habit of that time and of our time. Wherever we may be, we must serve first. That was the spirit of St. Oscar Romero last Sunday, who was canonized to give up the trappings and prestige as an archbishop, the voice of Christ in a country torn apart, even risking his life for respect and dignity of the gospel. That is Jesus' challenge to James and John in the gospel, and his challenge to me as a priest, and to each of us as Christians. Are you willing to be a servant of Christ? Can you drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?